You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
But this is really, it is stupid. It's ridiculous. What was that mind bender a couple days ago you were talking about? People getting out of their comfort zones, and the one big way they did it was like they took a different way home from work or something.
Yeah,
all these little stupid things like, oh, I'm out of my comfort zone because I'm eating a bagel instead of toast in the morning.
Oh, it was 30% of people say this is the most adventurous thing they've done in the past year. So are you telling me you did something else adventurous?
I did. Okay. I think you might have kicked your mic on because I'm getting an echo. So I had to go to the dentist yesterday. Mm-hmm. And you go in there, we all know the routine. You go in there and you sit down in the chair and you do a little small talk and you put your little glasses on and everything. And mm-hmm. She's setting up her tools there on the side. Everything's clinking. And she goes, okay, now for the polish, she's like, mint's okay. And I sat there for a second and I went, No, mint is not okay this time.
Which you've only done your entire life.
That's all anybody does from the time you start going to the dentist until where you are now. Every single time, is mint okay? Mint fine? Yeah, mint's fine. Let's go. Let's get on with it.
They have different choices, though.
I had no idea the amount of choices.
What'd you have?
And she was actually kind of surprised. She's like, oh, well, do you want something else? I go, what do you have? And she went over and she opened a drawer and there was lime in there and cherry and chocolate and bubble gum and cotton candy. I could go on and on. And all those little trays of the polish completely full. The one with the mint had like two or three in because that's all anybody ever uses. I chose cherry. For the first time in my life, Dom, I did not get polished with mint toothpaste and I got cherry. And it felt pretty rebellious.
I'm so proud of you. Isn't that funny? I've never been more proud of you that you did something outside the norm.
I know. It was just, it kind of hit me. And then that mind bender popped into my head. No, mint is not okay today. Thank you.
So you think that probably means those others, like your cherry, since they're so that they've been sitting there for 3 or 4 years?
Maybe. I mean, untouched. She did say, she's like, you know, some of these other ones are popular with the kids, of course. You know, the kids are going to get the bubble gum and cotton candy. But I'm like, screw that. I want a different flavor in my mouth than the gritty mint that you put in there every time.
I am so proud
of
you.
So it felt good, and the cherry was quite tasty, and it did the same thing to my teeth. It polished them up nicely. Still cavity-free, thank you very much.
Well, of course.
Almost 42 years old.
Do you feel like this could be the start of maybe, just not a lot, slowly dipping your toe into other pools? Is it possible?
Maybe. Maybe this is truly a baby step. Can I tell you one more thing, too? I do have to give a shout out to all of our dental hygienists that do that work. Another spinoff conversation, because she was doing something to my teeth, and she goes, does this feel okay? I was like, yeah, okay. I was like, oh, I got to swallow. I'm like choking on some water. She's like, well, as long as you don't puke on me. I go, has that ever happened? And she goes, oh, let me tell you. She said she has had people cry in the chair. She's had people straight up bite her, spit on her. And then she said quite a few times she's been in there scraping around or putting x-ray trays in, and the person in the chair will straight up vomit on them.
They probably hit that gag reflex on their tongue or something.
That's the thing. She's like, we'll hit them just right or something will happen. She's like, I can't even tell you the amount of times I have been vomited on.
Oh, my God.
I said, how are you still in this industry? She's like, I don't know. She's like, because every time it happens, I just want to put everything down and go home.
That would have to land in the top three of most embarrassing things to have happen to you if you vomit on your dental hygienist. That's up there close to pooping your pants
in
public.
Yes, that's what I told her. I was like, how incredibly embarrassing is that for the person in the chair?
Oh, I can't imagine.
I would just get up and walk out and leave.
Well, clean up first.
Well, it would smell like cherry this time at least.